Earlier this year, Extinction Rebellion activists made headlines when they shut down a number of main streets and all sorts of public transport hubs in central London and other British towns, demanding a parliamentary declaration of a climate emergency. Here in Australia, chapters of Extinction Rebellion have formed in most capital cities and also in regional centres like New South Wales' Northern Rivers towns of Lismore, Byron Bay and Murrumbimby. Bay FM's Jim Beetson asked Isabel Harland, media spokesperson for Extinction Rebellion Murrumbimby, why the movement was taking off in the Northern Rivers.
The Northern Rivers has quite an amazing history at protecting Mother Earth and standing up for what is right. The successful Bentley blockade campaign against the coal seam gas was won almost 5 years ago. And since then, activism here has had a bit of quiet time, but the Earth Warriors are still here, and so many of us have been waiting and craving a movement like Extinction Rebellion. So far we've seen the success the movement has had in the UK, and we've jumped on the opportunity.
Presumably it was a few of you that knew each other and you just said yes. Is that right?
Exactly. There's a lot of us in the Northern Rivers region heard of it, and I guess we got talking together. We got some crew down from Southeast Queensland group to give an information talk, as they had started an Extinction Rebellion group just before us.
Where were they from?
Brisbane.
And is your group focused on Murrumbimby, Byron Bay, or the region?
All of our organising is decentralised, and we do have local agendas, but we also keeping up a lot of communication between our groups, and we're all building up towards a mass rebellion. So, yes, we act locally, but talk between us so that we can follow the true Extinction Rebellion movements.
Which begs the question, does the movement have an international agenda, or does each group set their own agenda? And is there a specifically Australian agenda for Extinction Rebellion?
Yeah, so we do aim to follow in the footsteps of what's happened in the UK, and it will take place in major cities. So for Northern Rivers, it's likely that we will head up to Brisbane, as it's our closest city. And we would like to shut down the city and gridlock the CBD, as was done in London for over a week in London. And it's going to happen again there later this year on August 6th, though, in Brisbane, and potentially nationwide. We are going to have a day of rebellion, which will involve some actions within the city to stop the business as usual there. Yeah, we don't aim to disrupt community. We aim to disrupt the systems that are exploiting us and Mother Earth. Signing petitions and even marching, all those sorts of things, they don't do enough. They don't actually disrupt what's really essentially killing us. So we aim to have disruptive action. All non-violent, keep that in mind, it's all non-violent, but disruptive civil disobedience to draw attention to the crisis.
And are you predominantly a young movement, or is it an all ages? I mean, what sort of people are Extinction Rebellion?
Yeah, we have, it's all ages, which I absolutely love. I think it's really important to have that broad spectrum. But in our meetings, in Mullum, I think we go up to 60s, 70s maybe. And we've got kids zooming in and out of the meetings. They're usually off playing in a close by room. We can hear them playing throughout the meetings, which is nice. And, yeah, amongst us, lots in our 20s, 30s, 40s. So a real mix.
Because one of the criticisms of the environment movement currently being made in Australia and overseas is that it's rebellious parents that are ear-bashing their kids into taking up causes.
Yeah, that's definitely not the case for us. I mean, I'm 23. I definitely have done this on my own accord. It's nothing to do with my parents. At the moment, there's an awesome – the school strikers, they're amazing. And there is a lot of support in that, but also a lot of them are just doing it because they're scared for their futures.
And so, is there a link between Extinction Rebellion locally and the high school strike movement that's been happening in throughout the Northern Rivers region?
Yeah, we do have communication with the school strikers. We are separate, but we're doing the same thing. We're aiming for the same purpose and we do communicate.
Elizabeth Harland for the Extinction Rebellion Mullumbimby, speaking with Bay FM's Jim Beetson.